The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Laura Simon, a cool start to the morning as you step out the door. Let's get right to meteorologist Jamie Travers with the first look at how our weather's looking for the weekend, Jamie.
Yeah, you know, today a little bit colder, definitely. The choice day of the weekend, I'd say, is probably Sunday.
Okay.
But today's not going to be bad. An improvement from yesterday, although cooler temperatures, but we have drier conditions, so we're drying things out there. We'll be clearing that cloud cover out as well also over the course of this morning into the early afternoon from northwest to southeast. Temperature-wise, we're at 42, still noticing that breeze, northwest wind at 13 miles per hour, giving us a wind chill in the 30s, so feeling like 35 out there as you step out the door this morning. Many areas in the low 40s were above freezing, but we do feel closer to that freezing mark because of the gusty winds. So we are going to have gusty winds for much of the day, 10 to about 25 miles per hour. You'll notice on our satellite radar loop that we do have a little bit of precipitation across our far southern counties or across far southern portions of the bi-state. So southern Missouri, southeastern into south central Missouri, back into northwestern Arkansas. So a little bit of light precipitation may clip a few of our far southern counties. Otherwise, though, we're looking at a dry one today with the clearing skies. Probably not seeing sunshine here in the metro till closer to lunchtime, and then clearing will continue to the south and east. So the farther southeast you are, the more clouds you'll see today, and your clearing will happen a little bit later on. But we have a colder night on tap, and we're also tracking unseasonably warm weather that will return. I'll let you know when coming up in just a few minutes, Laura.
All right, Jamie, thanks so much. 6:02 is our time, and we are following breaking news right now. Two people are dead after a shooting about a block away from the Grove. Just before 1:15 this morning, officers found a man shot in the chest at Arco in Newstead. He was taken to the hospital where he died. While homicide detectives were out there investigating, they found a 37-year-old woman shot and killed at a home about 300 feet away on Gibson Avenue. Homicide detectives are investigating. They do believe these two deaths are connected. Dispatchers tell me no suspects are in custody at this hour, so if you have any information and would like to remain anonymous, you can always call Crime Stoppers at 1-866-371-TIPS. Some sad news this morning out of Wright City. A 23-year-old woman and two dogs are killed in a house fire. This happened at a home on Westwoods Road. Three people were able to escape before firefighters got there. Crews found an infant and that woman inside the burning home and brought them to the window. They were taken to a hospital in Lake St. Louis, and we are still working to get an update on that baby's condition this morning. Meantime, the Missouri State Fire Marshal's office is investigating the exact cause of that fire. The St. Louis Circuit Attorney praises the Tennessee family who testified against the driver who caused their teen athlete to lose both her legs. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Gabe Gore giving credit to Danae Edmondson, her family, as well as Gore's team of prosecutors. On Thursday night, a jury found Daniel Riley guilty on 4 of 5 charges.
Our conviction of Daniel Riley sends a clear message to the community. We will prosecute those who choose to engage in reckless driving with no regard for the lives of others to the fullest extent of the law.
Jurors recommend Riley spend nearly 19 years in prison for second-degree assault, armed criminal action, driving a car without a valid license, and one count of fourth-degree assault. Sentencing is set to happen on April 18th. A father of two murder victims is fighting to have Adopt-a-Highway signs paying tribute to them reinstalled. MoDOT suspended the Adopt-a-Highway program last year after the name of a convicted killer was removed from a sign. In 2019, family members held this dedication in front of the Adopt-a-Highway signs paying tribute to their loved ones on I-270 in North St. Louis County. Ronnie Robinson understands that the signs needed to be removed for construction work, but he says he never received an update on the fate of the signs until he recently checked. He tells us he was told they would not be going back up.
I'm sure I'm not the only family that had Adopt-a-Highway off 270 that's hurt. There's some people out there hurt, and they need to be notified. I want my two signs back up.
The Adopt a Highway and Sponsor a Highway programs are suspended in order to perform a top-to-bottom review of the programs. While they are under review, no new applications will be accepted and no new signs will be installed. Robinson says he will continue to fight for the signs removed during construction to be replaced. Police and child care regulators are investigating an alleged assault at a daycare of a child who's autistic. The entire thing was reportedly captured on video. Fox Files investigator Chris Hayes explains the unusual way it was discovered.
Oh my God. This is Deanna Harold with her four-year-old son, who was joyful and energetic when we met him. But this past March 6th, Deanna was concerned with how he looked when picking him up from his daycare on Chambers Road.
And I noticed there was a knot on my son's forehead and like a gash over his eyebrow.
She confronted the director after calling her mother, Cynthia Harold, who remained on speakerphone.
So I can honestly say Miss D, the director, was awesome because she actually worked with my daughter to make sure that we find out what happened to him. Because she didn't know what happened, but she was also like, well, let's find out.
She didn't try to cover it up?
No. She actually watched the video with my daughter and was in tears and crying and just as shocked as she was and I was.
Her aggression is not just towards my kids, it's towards all the kids. But in some kind of way, it's a repeated thing with my kid, I guess because she's frustrated of she doesn't know how to handle him or it's just too much for her. In the video, you see her hand go back in a gesture to where it's like she swung.
In response, Fox 2 has confirmed two investigations into the center, which is called a Brighter Future Child Care and Development Center, Incorporated. Missouri regulators telling Fox 2 the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, Office of Childhood, received a complaint this week about the facility, and agency personnel are investigating the allegations. The St. Louis County Police Department added the child was treated and released from an area hospital for his injuries. The child abuse unit is currently investigating the incident.
They responded quickly because as soon as we got down to the hospital, they were already on the way.
They met us at the hospital. They made sure that they questioned me and mom and they tried to interview my son, but as you know, he's nonverbal.
They say the daycare director told them the center suspended two workers while it investigates. The center would not comment when we called and was quiet when we arrived in person. No one answered. Three different calls on the buzzer.
The center does appear to be open. The lights are on and there's a couple cars parked out front.
Then this car showed up, saw me, and backed up. I waved, trying to get a response as the driver appeared to call someone on speakerphone and then took off. A few minutes later, while we were gathering video out back, an Office of Childhood Inspector arrived and went inside. Cynthia and Deanna, meanwhile, said they've learned more news this morning from police about Deanna's other child.
It's a lot of things on the video that maybe you didn't see.
She's like, well, are you aware that they had your daughter standing in a corner for an hour? And I wasn't aware of that. I'm going to say it's a bittersweet type of moment because I'm glad that they figured that out. But then it's like, dang, it's something else added to what we already know.
We'll stay on top of what investigators find. For the Fox Files, I'm Chris Hayes.
The Missouri Senate has approved legislation. It would create tougher penalties on anyone who shoots celebratory gunfire. The measure brings back a piece of legislation that was vetoed last summer. The same crime bill package includes tougher penalties for the assault of police dogs. It also raises the minimum age to be tried as an adult from 12 to 14. And it creates Valentine's Law, which would make it a felony for fleeing from police while committing a crime.
We know that these high-speed car chases are incredibly dangerous, not only to the officers, but to the public at large. And so this makes sure that we're tamping down that type of conduct.
The legislation now heads to the House, where a similar version of the bill has already passed. A warm welcome for the newest members of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department. Fox 2's Taylor Harris introduces us to the new recruits and what it means to their families and the department.
Friday night at Harrisville State University, 11 police officers received their badge and were sworn in to officially become a part of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department.
We're delighted that we have a young man that has determined to use his life in a
a powerful way and in a way that's constructive for society as a whole.
A big round of applause.
The officers received a standing ovation from their new colleagues, city officials, family, and friends after 33 weeks of vigorous physical training and hours of classroom instruction.
I think Chief Tracy is doing a wonderful job coming into a difficult situation and trying to get people in here as quickly as he can, but also providing really good training so they know what to do and they know how to help the community.
We spoke with Joe Steiger of the St. Louis Police Officers Association. He told us as of Monday, the SLMPD has 342 police officer vacancies, and after this class, there are now 331 vacancies. Chief Tracy states the department is making several efforts to recruit more officers.
We're doing a recruiting process, actually working with Harris Stowe. We're making sure that we're doing youth academies all during the summer. We got a cadet corps program. We got tuition reimbursement initiatives. And all these things are going to matter. We're recreating under Director Hines from the Police Academy, going out and making sure that we're making a better recruitment effort.
Just days after the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department released a detailed crime data report for the first time in 3 years, this graduating class is giving the community hope to lower the crime rates in St. Louis.
They put almost 8 months of time, energy, and effort into becoming really good servants to our community, and we want them to know that we support them and we're here for them throughout their entire employment here.
According to the St. Louis Police Officers Association, the department is trying to push for a larger class in April. Reporting in Midtown, Taylor Harris, Fox 2 News.
If you're looking for some great bargains and unique finds, there's an event happening today you won't want to miss. The 17th annual Eureka Chamber of Commerce Garage Sale and Swap Meet is back and bigger than ever. In fact, there are over 500 vendors that are going to be taking over the parking lot of Six Flags St. Louis. So get ready to buy, sell, and trade. This event is considered the largest of its kind in the Midwest. It all starts at 7 this morning. It goes till 3 this afternoon. You can expect to find everything from antiques to clothing, electronics, and collectibles. The money raised goes to support the Chamber Scholarship Program and promoting local businesses. And a reminder, daylight saving time begins tomorrow, aka we lose an hour of sleep overnight. So yes, spring forward when you go to bed tonight. If you don't have a clock that automatically changes, turn those clocks ahead 1 hour. I know I have to do that with my microwave and oven. So do that. And while you're at it, also a good time to check the batteries in your smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors. Area fire departments are going to be out installing new smoke detectors today and tomorrow. The city of St. Louis's fire department partners with the Red Cross every year, and they say to give them a call if you need them to come by your home. So always a great thing to keep in mind, a good reminder. But yes, losing that hour of sleep. People are losing an hour of their weekend. Jamie and I have to get into work an hour earlier tomorrow.
Yeah.
But warmer weather's on the way.
It is. It does kind of mess you up for a few days. It's surprising how long.
Oh, it messes me up for a few weeks.
I mean, it's surprising though, just 1 hour makes a difference.
It does.
And then kids, they don't realize what's going on. So, you know, whatever. So, you know, things are going to be nicer tomorrow as we get that extra hour of daylight in the evening. Today, a little bit on the cold side. We'll have highs a little bit near or below normal for this time of year, but it's also going to be windy. So that means it will be feeling even colder than that. So it's going to be a chilly one today, but above normal temperatures return, especially as we head into Monday through much of your next work week. Power Doppler showing a little bit of light precipitation from south central Missouri into the southeastern portion of the state, maybe impacting parts of Reynolds County there, Ellington. You might be seeing some sprinkles or a little bit of drizzle. Remember, our radar at St. Louis is out, so this precipitation is not being picked up by the St. Louis radar, but Paducah, Springfield radar is showing this. So this is about it precipitation wise. And then once this shifts south and east, we will be done. Here's a look from Litchfield, Illinois. Looks like the camera having a little bit of issues there. It was fine a second ago, but pixelated right now. Perry County, Missouri, showing that cloud cover. Places like Perry County, you'll be seeing clouds later into the day. That cloud line looking to try to clear across Pike County right now. So the back edge of that cloud line has made its way into our viewing area and will continue pressing seen south and east. The cold front is through, and with it, most of the rain is long gone, except for this little area of light showers that we have across southern Missouri and into Arkansas. Here is a view from our Washington Avenue camera. This time yesterday, we couldn't really see much out of this camera because of the ongoing precipitation and very low cloud cover. We still have that low cloud cover, though, but visibility is not too bad this morning. 42 degrees, feeling colder with the wind chill, feeling like 35. That wind is out of the northwest at 13 miles per hour. Pressure this hour is rising. Behind that cold front, high pressure builds into control. We have a few 30s on the map, 38 at Mosca Mills, 39 in Litchfield, Herman, also at Cook Station, 38 at Cuba, 44 at Scott Air Force Base and in Salem. Factored in the wind chills, though, some areas feel like we are below that freezing mark. Tomorrow morning, we will be, most of the area will be below that freezing mark. Highs today right around 50, probably not feeling like 50 though because of the gusty winds, although with the return of sunshine, that will help things out this afternoon. Overnight lows, clear skies, and the lows fall into the upper 20s to low 30s. Looks like we will have a frosty start to your day tomorrow. Then tomorrow afternoon, near normal for this time of year, highs returning to about the mid-50s, and we'll have sunshine all day long. So for today, clearing skies, breezy and cool out there. That 50 degrees, but northwest wind gusting to about 25. Tonight, clear and frosty down to 30. Your extended forecast, we do have warmer weather returning for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We'll have highs up into the 70s, but we do have rain chances. So Tuesday night into Wednesday, a spotty storm chance on Wednesday, then more widespread rain from Wednesday night to Thursday night, maybe even lingering into Friday morning with our next weather system, and that will bring back cooler air to the region with highs Friday and Saturday in the low 60s.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of... one, drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.